Okay. Prayer, I guess. Traveling. Yeah, Sankirtan too, that's here. Traveling Sankirtan, that's what I used to be on. Well, not so long as some others. I was like maybe 3 years altogether, if you count every month. And traveling preaching was my thing. It's what I always wanted to do, and did as soon as I got the opportunity to, every town and village and all that. But now I'm thinking differently. Because first of all, it's not about every town and village, it's about every heart and mind. That we should try to reach with Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? I mean, that's, the books are about knowledge. The Sankirtan vans are full of those books, and it's that knowledge that is there in words, in those books, and that's what it's all about, the words that people should read. That's what books are for. So if we then look at that, focus on that, to the purpose of it all, to read, but of course if people can't read or whatever, to hear or some or other, take to heart, learn, be exposed to Krishna consciousness. So now I'm thinking sometimes, oh, I would like to go out now when I'm older, traveling Sankirtan again, maybe with the old dinosaurs we've been talking about, but then, well, maybe we will do. But then I'm thinking, you know, this traveling, so much work actually, and so much money it costs now with the fuel and hotels, even youth houses have become much more expensive. It is expensive and it takes a lot of energy and time. One has to take into account all this. And this is something you really have to do when you're older, because you don't have much time, energy, or money, actually. You need to make the very best of what you have. So, point is, the goal is, and the whole, you know, with everything, Sankirtan is to reach people out there. Into their minds, into their hearts, some or other, with stories of Krishna, music about Krishna, songs, whatever, pictures, right? That's what it's about. So now these people are sitting looking at these little screens all the time. I mean, they almost walk into me twice today when I took a walk. And in this subway, you know, everyone just sits with those screens. One or two here and there read a paper book. But you know, that's the reality of it. And what do they do? Well, they watch YouTube videos. Whew, it's big. And these social media, which are, I think, to a large extent, just scattered minds gobbled up by some big corporations who simply live on building ecosystems consisting of us, because that's what value is today. It's not even about money, it's about who can control us and has the most influence over us. So, yeah. So, you know, when I just decide to dedicate my life to the, whatever is left of it for the Sankhita mission, I can't prioritize traveling Sankirtan for these reasons. It's so much more expensive, takes so much more energy. It will wear me out. I was just taking a tour last summer and visiting some friends around Sweden. I was wiped out afterwards. Whew. Anyway, old timer talking. You know, and the money and, the, and all of that, the time. But here I'm sitting, having in my hands the most incredible, fantastic, wonderful tools for producing and telling just any stories or messages or philosophical things or whatever, how I want to tell it, written or with video and, you know, audio and all kinds of fantastic forms of media, like games and so on. And I can do it, well, almost for free, at a very, very low cost. And we can all do that. And to an old time, you know, who's been in the media since I was, you know, since back in the 70s. That is like a dream, you know, it's just completely mind-blowing. When I was a kid, I was taught that in the year 2000, we will have flying cars and all of those things. And I thought, okay, what, you know, it's going to be a mess up there. If cars can fly, and how are you going to handle all that and traveling to other planets? And, you know, I even then saw the complications from having such forms of technology. But I couldn't, and I don't know if anyone could, or very few at least, even imagine this kind of progress, this kind of development of civilization. And to me it looks like on many other fronts there is no development, there is just degradation of human civilization going on. But we have been given this fantastic technology to communicate with each other. I really think we should learn how to do that. And some think it's just, you know, standing up there saying something or writing something, but it's more than that. It's the same when you sell a book on the street. You got to learn the art of talking and relating to people, and, you know. And I think one of the very important f- things to learn today, which is a must, I would say. No, maybe not a must, but for me it is. Is to just be real, be for real. I think that's what's winning out there today, right? This is like the most up-to-date insight that I think I have. Because I see that most successful, you know, people in this new media are often those who, you can see they're not just employed by some big corporation to make money for them, you know. Like many of these influencers or actors. Reading from scripts, but real people who are doing good things and who have real and important things to say or play. And I'm not so talking important, you know, and the where the eyebrows go down, but important is that what makes life good. Isn't that the most important thing? So I don't even remember what I started talking about here, but yes, the traveling Sankirtan. So yeah, there is the information superhighway now. And therefore, at least when I discuss Sankirtan 2.0, that's where I mainly see it happening. You know, you've got this huge highway opening up, right, being here right in front of us. Let's go. And we don't even need vans. This huge gasoline-sucking beasts that break down and dangerous out there on the road. And I'm not saying we should forget about paper books. I love paper books, and I've been working mainly with paper books in my life. And I still work with paper books. When I write books, I'm writing them for being paper books. I love paper books. So if it's worth it and you have the energy to it and want to do it, then great, fill up van with paper books and drive around and sell them on the street. It's just a wonderful activity. I really recommend it, and I'm talking to my boys, seriously saying I really recommend traveling Sankirtan for a while. Maybe slightly different now from what we did. It was really hardcore. I would say a nice mixture between Harinams, stay in a town and stay for a few days, do Harinams on the walking street. Even the fact that there are walking streets in Sweden is wonderful. And some there, book table or walking around, invitation cards and prasadam and all that usual way, and rent a hall in the library for the end of the week and have a little feast and meditate, you know, Indian philosophy and meditation. You know, it's nice. And it is incredibly, how to say, good for us. To develop as persons. I'm a servant here. I'm just standing humbly on the street with a book, trying to give that book, Krishna, in form of that book, to people, the fallen souls, one after another, and they ignore me, and I have to just tolerate that, and they say stupid things. I have to tolerate that. And it's hot sometimes and cold sometimes. I have to tolerate. It's yoga, you know. I mean, it's, there are so many factors involved in being four or five people in a van driving around, living together and cooking together and sleeping together. Ooh, I mean, it's some good social training, I tell you. But from it can develop real friendship. And some very real friendship to Krishna.